The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen. Recording by Phil Chenevert. Part 1. Far out at sea, the water is as blue as the bluest cornflower, and as clear as the clearest crystal. But it is very deep, too deep for any cable to fathom, and if many steeples were piled on the top of one another, they would not reach from the bed of the sea to the surface of the water. It is down there that the mermen live. Now, don't imagine that there are only bare white sands at the bottom. Oh, no! The most wonderful trees and plants grow there, with such flexible stalks and leaves that at the slightest motion of the water they move just as if they were alive. All the fish, big and little, glide among the branches just as, up here, birds glide through the air. The palace of the Merman King lies in the very deepest part. Its walls are of coral, and the long pointed windows of the clearest amber. But the roof is made of mussel shells, which open and shut with the lapping of the water. This has a lovely effect, for there are gleaming pearls in every shell, any one of which would be the pride of a queen's crown. The Merman King had been for many years a widower, but his old mother kept house for him. She was a clever woman, but so proud of her noble birth that she wore 12 oysters on her tail, while the other grandees were only allowed 6. Otherwise, she was worthy of all praise, especially because she was so fond of the little mermaid princesses, her grandchildren. They were 6 beautiful children, but the youngest was the prettiest of all. Her skin was as soft and delicate as a rose leaf, her eyes as blue as the deepest sea, but like all the others, she had no feet, and instead of legs she had a fish's tail. All the livelong day they used to play in the palace in the great halls, where living flowers grew out of the walls. When the great amber windows were thrown open, the fish swam in just as the swallows fly into our rooms when we open the windows. But the fish swam right up to the little princesses, ate out of their hands, and allowed themselves to be petted. Outside the palace was a large garden, with fiery red and deep blue trees, the fruit of which shone like gold, while the flowers glowed like fire on their ceaselessly waving stalks. The ground was of the finest sand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?